You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. I'm your host, John B. from gangrenenation.com. And if you are new to this show, welcome. This is a daily podcast. We post episodes Monday through Friday throughout the season and through most of the offseason. And if you enjoy this show, subscribe to it where podcasts are found. We will deliver new episodes to your device each day so that you can get them when they are posted. And also leave the show a good review because that helps out this podcast. The Jets are, of course, in the beginning stages of a coaching search. The team, as expected, fired head coach Adam Gase on Sunday night after the loss to the New England Patriots. The Jets finished the 2020 season with a 2-14 record. 2-14 is difficult for any coach to overcome, but especially a coach whose job was as tenuous as Gase's was entering the season. And this is a bit of an unusual episode of Locked On Jets because I'm coming to you today kind of encouraged by what I heard from Christopher Johnson, the team's chairman and CEO. And again, if you are new to this podcast, you need to know that I have been a very, very vocal critic of Christopher Johnson during his tenure with the Jets. And I think justifiably so, because the results have just not been very good. But I heard some things from him yesterday that I have not heard from him in the past. I've heard some things that I've wanted to hear from him that he's never said before. So I guess we can start by talking about Christopher Johnson's media availability, his conference call. We got a lot of the transcription from beat writers who cover the team on Twitter, and a lot of it is very standard. He talked about how the coaching search will be broad and deep. You know, that's something that's pretty standard. The teams will always tell you that. He says that the interview process will begin shortly. He said that we're going to look, he said that it did not work out with Adam Gase, and we're going to look for a different kind of coach with the next hire. So that's, you know, another pretty standard thing. He talked about the team's cap space. He talked about how he likes Sam Darnold, but it's going to be up to the head coach and Joe Douglas what happens to Sam. So, you know, a lot of the stuff you hear, it's pretty standard. He talked about how frustrated he is, about how they're going to get it right. These are all things that have been staples of Jets press conferences in the past. I mean, this has become, these press conferences where you fire either a coach or a general manager have become too common. And the reason I say that is that these guys are getting fired because the Jets are losing games. And many of these themes have been repeated over and over by ownership in past press conferences. But there were some new things, and I think some of these new things were important. The first thing Christopher Johnson said is he made it very clear that Joe Douglas is leading this search. And that is a very welcome development to me and a very welcome change of pace. And I always like to emphasize this, that Joe Douglas is very early in his tenure, and Joe Douglas came here with a considerable amount of hype, and that's a good thing. It was a sign that he was respected in the NFL. It was a sign that a lot of people think he's going to be very good at his job. There are never any guarantees, though. Sometimes people seem like they're going to be perfectly suited for a job in the NFL, and it just does not work out. And I think at this point, it's too early to say what kind of a general manager Joe Douglas is going to be. We don't know whether he will be successful or not. And it's a bit unusual to say that about a general manager 2 years into his job, because usually we have at least some sort of idea, but the circumstances under which Douglas were hired meant that he was kind of limited in what he could do the last 2 years. His first year, I mean, he came in after pretty much the offseason was essentially completed. I mean, he was able to make a few moves, but the Jets had just spent a record amount of money in free agency. The draft was over. He really had very little options as far as it pertains to building the 2019 team. And then even heading into 2020, the 2019 spending spree kind of limited what the Jets could do. And what you saw Douglas do was he took some calculated gambles on guys who he thought could help the team. A lot of short-term contracts, but it was always clear. If you were watching last offseason, and I said this at the time, I said this heading into the season. Last offseason showed you that 2020 was really an evaluation year for the Jets, because Douglas did not make big moves in the offseason. It was clear that his eye was on this particular offseason, where the Jets have a lot of cap space, and because of the Jamal Adams trade, they have extra draft picks in the first and third rounds. It's important that Douglas leads this search, simply because Douglas knows, you know, of the people who could be leading the search for the Jets, Douglas is far and away the most qualified candidate to make this decision. And I'm happy to see Christopher Johnson show you that. I'm happy to hear Christopher Johnson tell you that Douglas is leading the search. And maybe I'm reading too much into this, but the indication Christopher Johnson gave yesterday was different from the one we got 2 years ago during the last Jets coaching search. And at that point, the Jets stated that Mike Maccagnan would work, who was then the general manager, would work closely with Christopher Johnson. And you got the feeling that this was Christopher Johnson's show that he was running. And it was a bad idea, because Christopher Johnson is very new to the NFL and really has shown that he doesn't know what he's doing. Yesterday, you heard Christopher Johnson tell you that Joe Douglas is in charge. You have a football guy. You have a guy who's grown up in this league running the coaching search. And that leaves me with more confidence. It also leaves me with more confidence because 2 years ago, having Mike Maccagnan aboard the coaching search was not helpful either, because Mike Maccagnan was a bad general manager. So just having Joe Douglas in the room instead of Mike Maccagnan is a big upgrade, or at least seems like a big upgrade. The fact that the football guy is running this search is even more encouraging. In fact, you know, if you look at recent Jets general manager and head coaching searches, let's look at the people who have been in charge of them. When they looked for a new general manager in 2013, they hired Jed Hughes, who was essentially a corporate headhunter. He's a corporate recruiter who has a lot of clients in sports. In 2015, of course, they brought in Charlie Casserly. Ron Wolf worked with him. 2019, the coaching search, Mike Maccagnan was working, quote-unquote, working closely with Christopher Johnson. Then Maccagnan was fired. Adam Gase was in charge of the general manager search. Adam Gase. And now we have Joe Douglas. So of those five, I'd have to say Joe Douglas gives me the most confidence. Of these last five searches, if I have to choose Jed Hughes, Charlie Casserly, Mike Maccagnan, Adam Gase, or Joe Douglas, I think I'm going with Joe Douglas. So I think it's very encouraging that the news was reported on Sunday night, and Christopher Johnson confirmed it yesterday. It really sounds like now Christopher Johnson's going to have the final say. I know that makes some people nervous. It doesn't make me that nervous, because the owner's always going to have a final say, but it really sounded like, and you know, who knows what's going on behind the scenes, but it really sounded like Joe Douglas is making his recommendation. And unless there's like some really, really, really good reason that that Christopher Johnson should reject that recommendation, it sounds like Christopher Johnson is going to accept the recommendation. And this is a sign that maybe the Jets are going to start functioning like a regular professional football team for the first time in quite a while. So I was very encouraged to hear that. Ahead here on the Locked On Jets podcast, we'll talk more about Christopher Johnson's press conference. I'll tell you some more things that encouraged me, and one thing I'm a little concerned about that I heard from him. The college football national championship is coming up, and so are the NFL playoffs. There's only one place that has you covered, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. The promo code is LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON, no space. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a lot more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get podcasts. And we're here on the Locked On Jets podcast today, talking about the beginning stages of the Jets coaching search. Team chairman and CEO Christopher Johnson spoke to the media yesterday and said some things that really encouraged me. And as I said earlier, if you have listened to this podcast in the past, you know that I am rarely encouraged when Christopher Johnson speaks to the media. But yesterday he said some good things. Another thing that he said that made me happy was that the team is considering changes to the organizational structure. And you may be wondering what that means. Well, the Jets, right, there are some teams in the NFL where the head coach works for the general manager. The general manager is the head coach's boss. The Jets do not function that way. With the Jets, the general manager and the head coach are not on the same food chain. Both the general manager and the head coach report directly to the owner. The general manager is not the supervisor. He is not the boss of the head coach. Both of them report directly to the owner. And the reason that the Jets have this structure is years ago, John Idzik was the general manager and Rex Ryan was the head coach. And Idzik reportedly, you know, there was always the rumor that Idzik was forcing playing time decisions. He was overstepping his bounds as general manager. He was taking on some of the duties that really should belong to the head coach, was causing problems. And the Jets changed that after Idzik and Ryan were fired. At least that's my read on the situation, because that's the first time that the Jets made it a point to note that the general manager and the head coach were reporting to ownership. And there were all kinds of reports about, again, Idzik overstepping his boundaries and doing things that really should be up left to the head coach. So the Jets changed that back in 2015, at least as far as we know. That's created issues, though. And there's this, now there's a lot of mythology around this. There are a lot of people who say that the Jets are the only team with this structure. They're saying no good team has this structure. That's not true. Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. They have this exact same structure where the head coach and the general manager both report to the owner. It's not necessarily the structure that's an issue. It's that with this particular team, with this particular owner, it just doesn't work. We've seen it doesn't work. Not so much with Adam Gase and Joe Douglas, but Mike Maccagnan and Todd Bowles, because the two of them were not directly linked in their job responsibilities, there were all kinds of reports that the two of them just never worked together. And then you had the whole situation with Adam Gase and Mike Maccagnan, where the two of them, it went beyond them not working together. If you're going to have this structure, you need an owner who's really engaged, an owner who knows how to get the two, who knows how to get the head coach and the general manager to on the same page, to work together. Somebody who really kind of who has a vision for where the where he wants to take the team, because you're putting yourself in a very hands-on role if you have this structure and you're the owner. Because essentially, if there's ever a dispute between the general manager and the head coach, you're the guy who has to decide it. That's not the case. If the general manager is the head coach's job, general manager's word is final. And again, it's not the structure. People act like this is a crazy structure. It's not the structure itself. It's just for this particular team with this particular group of owners, it doesn't work. This kind of structure is not in this ownership skill set. And the Jets have stuck with this thing for, you know, 5-6 years, and it has not worked. So the fact that Christopher Johnson is considering changing it, that's another very good thing. Joe Douglas should be put in charge of this organization. Will Joe Douglas succeed? I don't know, but this organization has shown it cannot succeed with the Johnsons running football operations. Joe Douglas should just be put in charge of football operations. Coach reports to him. That's that. The Jets have resisted this change for years and years and years, and they are finally open to it. Again, perhaps for the first time in quite a while, the Jets are showing signs that they might start functioning like a regular professional football team. The last thing Christopher Johnson said that I liked was that they're not going to focus this time on hiring a coach from a certain side of the ball. It's not necessarily going to be a focus that we need a coach with an offensive background. We need a coach with a defensive background. We need a coach who runs special teams. What he said is he wants a CEO-style coach who cares about all aspects of the team. Vast improvement over 2 years ago. You may remember 2 years ago, the Jets were very clear that they were hiring a head coach with an offensive background. I hated the idea. I didn't hate the idea of hiring a coach with an offensive background. I hated the idea of limiting the search to a coach with an offensive background. They got it into their head that because they had Sam Darnold, they needed a head coach with an offensive background, because only a head coach with an offensive background could develop a quarterback. It never made sense. We've seen plenty of quality quarterbacks develop with head coaches who had a defensive background, and it almost felt like 2 years ago the Jets were looking for a glorified offensive coordinator because Greg Williams, as we now know, was part of the package. If you took that job, the Jets had already chosen Greg Williams as the defensive coordinator. They thought they were getting the best of both worlds because they get a head coach who was a glorified offensive coordinator, and they get a defensive coordinator that they want, and instead they got neither. And you saw what happened. I mean, I don't need to go into great detail this year. You saw what happened. There was no cohesion between Gase and Williams. And if you want, there are lots of areas where this becomes an issue. But if you want to know, if you want a concrete example of having a head coach who only cares about one side of the ball really hurts a team, you can go to the Raiders game, where Greg Williams made a ridiculous blitz call on the last play of the game. And a head coach who's engaged would say, no, Greg, we're not running a blitz. Adam Gase didn't care. Adam Gase did not call it off. And that's one of the things that was kind of silly about Gase firing Williams after the play. Gase is the head coach. If he hated the blitz call so much, he should have been there. He should have called it off. But Gase was not engaged. Gase only cares about offense. So I'm pleased to hear that Christopher Johnson is now focused on finding a coach who cares about all sides of the ball. It would have been nice if he had done it 2 years ago, but we can't change that. We'll take what we get now. All you can do is learn from your mistakes, and time will tell. We have not seen a playoff team in 10 years. We have seen a lot of bad football. We have seen a lot of mistakes. We've seen a lot of mistakes from Christopher Johnson. One press conference is not going to fix all of those problems. We need to see wins before we start offering praise. But all we could do yesterday was take the first step, and this was an encouragement. I was encouraged by what I heard. Now, there was one thing that bothered me a little bit, and I will tell you that. This was not a flawless press conference, because there was one thing that was left unclear that I think needs to be clarified. Christopher Johnson did say it was unclear when his brother is returning to the team. Woody Johnson, of course, is the Jets owner. He's the ambassador to the United Kingdom currently. He will be returning, but they don't know when. And that's something that worries me a little bit, because head coaching candidates really care about ownership, because that's your boss. Would you take a job if you were not really clear who the boss was going to be, or if the boss was going to change a week after you got the job? I think the Jets need a better answer for that. I'm not panicked over it, in part because of some of the things I heard yesterday, in part because Joe Douglas is running the search. And look, Joe Douglas could easily convince some of these coaches, you know, hey, look, I'm in charge here. I've gotten assurances that I'm in charge here. You're not going to deal with these owners. So I'm not panicked about it. I think that was the one answer that was not very good. And that was one answer that's one thing the Jets are going to need to clarify. What role is Woody Johnson going to have in this thing? And, you know, we know there's a pretty good chance Woody Johnson's going to be coming back in the next few weeks. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll take some time off after he's no longer the ambassador, but he's going to be back. His return is imminent. You know, whether it's, you know, tomorrow, whether it's 2 weeks, whether he takes a couple months off, goes on a vacation or something, like, he's coming back. So the Jets need to clarify what's going on with Woody Johnson. They need to clarify what this organization is going to look like. And I think Woody Johnson should take part in these interviews if he is going to be the boss, to give these coaching candidates some comfort with him. Again, not the end of the world, especially if Joe Douglas, you know, shows these coaches, I'm in charge here. You don't have to worry about it. But that was the one. That's the one criticism I'd have yesterday. And what was otherwise, I think, a very encouraging press conference from Christopher Johnson. Chain stores have different price tiers for professionals and do-it-yourselfers, but RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everyone and does not require membership or account login. And RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and prices you prefer. And best of all, RockAuto.com's prices are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. This is the Locked On Jets podcast here on this Tuesday. We are talking about the beginning stages of the Jets coaching search. And on Monday, the Jets made their first interview requests. They requested interviews with six candidates, and all six of these candidates are currently coordinators in the NFL. Now, one thing I would say is that don't read too much into this. The Jets have indicated this is going to be a long and thorough coaching search, so I'm not sure I would necessarily believe that these six are the front runners. It's very rare that every single serious candidate, there is an interview request on day one. And I've seen some speculation, why did the Jets not request an interview with this candidate, that candidate? That could be coming. The Jets did not announce an interview with Adam Gase on day one. So, and he got the job last time. So keep that in mind. But the candidates the Jets have requested interviews for are Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, the Bills offensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, the Colts defensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, the Titans offensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, the Rams defensive coordinator, and Patrick Graham, the Giants defensive coordinator. So those are the first six candidates, but again, more candidates will follow, and we will have plenty of time to talk about what some of the strengths and weaknesses of these candidates are, what should get you excited about them, what should have you concerned. We'll talk about that plenty in the days ahead here on our show. Those are the six initial candidates, and I'm sure we will be talking about other candidates moving forward. I mean, there have been media reports that the Jets will seriously look at bringing a coach in from college, so we'll have more names come in on that front, I presume. Anyway, that's all for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy our show, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. And again, if you're new to the show, I know some of you may be joining us for the first time today since the offseason has just begun and the Jets are in the news. This is a daily podcast. We post episodes Monday through Friday, and we'll do it through most of the offseason. Welcome. I hope you enjoy the show. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow with our weekly mailbag. Send in your questions, and if you could try and be a little bit more detailed than who do you want the Jets to hire as head coach? That one's going to be a little tough to answer right now, but do send in your questions because we will have our mailbag show tomorrow.